We found lots of purses and clothing and lots of children's toys. We also found two vehicles. Mm-hmm. We found a bike, and the bike was actually sitting upright. So we didn't know if anyone had been back there already picking up and they set it upright or if that's just how it landed. But that was one of those eerie feelings, like this is just sitting here upright, caked in mud, and it didn't.
There were a couple that astonished me. The first was one I found. It was a bottle of Coach perfume. The only thing that was missing was the cap. It still sprayed. It still had, I mean, it was 3/4 full of perfume just laying in the mud. And then one of my students on the following Saturday found a snow globe. And it was still intact. You could still shake it. All the snow fell down. And she cleaned it up and she put it on the website. And the little girl who it belonged to found it, and she returned it to her. Oh. So she was like, this is the best day ever. And I was like, well, I'm glad that you could give something back to those kids, because I could only imagine living in a house and having all of your things just disappear, and being that little girl who that may have been her favorite snow globe, or maybe that's from when she went to Disney, or maybe that was grandma's. And so it was really cool to be able to kind of reunite those people with some of their belongings.
Or even just some of the things, the everyday things that you needed, like finding a spoon or finding contact solution with the contact still in the case. Like, someone out there needed those and they didn't have them anymore. Yeah. And it was just the things, the everyday things that you really just take for granted.